Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. We had such an amazing time on last week with Pastor Calvert. So guess what? I invited him to be my guest again this week so we can continue discussing warfare.
Chronicles 20, it talks about 2 Chronicles 20, it talks about how Jehoshaphat goes into battle. And because it was a great host that had come against him. And here's what it says. It says, and Jehoshaphat feared the Lord. He set himself for battle, and he proclaimed a fast. He did three things. He feared God. He set himself for battle, and he proclaimed a fast. And as he proclaimed a fast, they began to pray. And as they prayed, I think verse 15 says, and the Spirit of God fell upon Jehaziel. And as it came upon him, he spoke and said, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. And that was their comfort. So what God does, to your point, when believers begin to fast, the Holy Spirit comes in and gives us revelation. And in that revelation, we find comfort. We find consolation. So you have people that are in warfare, but because they're not fasting, they don't have a fear of or reverential respect for God, and they're not proclaiming a fast. As a result of that, they don't have understanding. You listen, in warfare, you need what we call intelligence. God has to give us intelligence because we don't know what to do. And that's what Jehoshaphat said. He said, Lord, I don't know what to do with this great company. I have no might against this great company, and we don't know what to do. As Proverbs says, lean not unto your own understanding, right? But acknowledge God in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. So in warfare, we need understanding. We need intelligence. Even our country have what we call central intelligence, CIA, right? So even in spiritual warfare, we must have divine intelligence. The Bible says it this way, a prudent man foresees the evil and he hides himself. So God gives a prudent knowledge. He gives them understanding. And when we are in warfare, we need God to talk to us and say, Lord, how do I do it? What do I do? Because what you're doing could be contrary to the outcome that you want. But if we ask God for his knowledge, and it happens through fasting, because fasting causes one to be more sensitive to the Spirit of God. It increases your sensitivity to God's Spirit. That's one of the key ingredients of fasting. It causes believers to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, he'll talk to you, but you won't hear. But when one is fasting, he's inclined to hear that still, small voice. In John 16:33, he said, in the world you might have trouble, but in me you will have peace. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And since we are connected to Christ, if he has overcome, and we are one with Christ, according to Hebrews 2:11, if we're one with Christ, if he has won, then his body has also won. So the battle is already done, sister.
Yes.
We're just living out in history what God has done in eternity. It's already done.
It's already done.
In 2 Timothy 2:4, Paul says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. And just look at that verse. No man that warreth or goes as a soldier entangles himself. So one of the key factors for victory in warfare is there must not be any worldly entanglement. Believers must extricate themselves from the world. I kid you not, you cannot be worldly and do warfare. That's one. You cannot be worldly and do warfare. Two is, you cannot worry and do warfare. Believers must cast all their cares, 1 Peter 5:7. We must cast all thy cares upon him because he cares for them. Believers have to be early risers and time advisors. We have to know how to rise up early and go forth through the day, maximizing every hour that God gives us, because Satan is moving rapidly. He's moving swiftly,
yes,
mentally, emotionally,
yes,
spiritually, domestically. He's moving in any sense he can. So believers got to be on point. But worldly entanglement is dangerous for warfare time. And as believers, we need to know when to strike. We need to know, because Satan does. He really knows when he strikes us. You know, it says it, 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. He knows exactly when to strike. So as believers, we have to be so cautious that we have to know. And the best way to do it is to strike early in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's why David said, I will rise early in the morning. Jesus got up early Hallelujah. In the morning and he prayed. And as believers, we have to do the same thing.
Early.
Get out of the bed. 3 o'clock in the morning, we wake up, oh, we just think we're tossing in the bed. No, the Holy Spirit is trying to get you up to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Satan moves in that watch hour. He knows exactly. So believers have to be really cautious that we don't waste time, that we don't worry, and that we are not worldly in our minds.
Pastor Culver, could you please end with a prayer for our listeners?
Father, this day we give you praise and thanks for that wonderful cross. It was on that cross that we gained victory. So, Lord, we just thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. We know that through him, victory is ours. When he died on the cross, he defeated Satan. Lord God, you said in the word that having spoiled your principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So, Lord, on the cross, you defeated my adversary. And I'm here to remind listeners today that as we exalt Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it reminds us that our adversaries are defeated. So, Jesus, I pray that each one of them would grab hold to the cross and say, because Jesus Christ was pinned to this tree, died for me, I have victory over the enemy in my mind, the enemy of my children, the enemy of my health, the enemy of my wealth, the enemy of my marriage, the enemy of my ministry. Father, I release blessings upon the audience this day that they would walk away saying, I have it, I speak it, I believe it, and it is so. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.